Books and Arts. Johnson. Justice and Just Slips. The battle against racist language is too important to trivialize.
Back in 2002, The Economist mused about the rise of Brazil's left-wing president-elect, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The meaning of Lula ran the cover line, prompting a great deal of mail, much of it from amused South Asian readers who wrote to say that the meaning of Lula in Urdu is penis. Amused, not outraged. It would have been absurd not to cover a soon-to-be president because his name is naughty in Urdu. Yet another complaint about a verbal coincidence involving the trace of a graver kind of obscenity recently had serious consequences at the Business School of the University of Southern California, or USC. Greg Patton, who teaches communication, was describing how repeating can undermine a speaker's effectiveness. He noted that other languages have similar pause fillers. Chinese people, he mentioned, use the equivalent of that, or in Mandarin, nega. Then came the whirlwind. An anonymous complaint from an unknown number of black students said that their mental health has been affected. The dean of the business school removed Mr. Patton from the class, excoriating him in a leaked letter. It is simply unacceptable for faculty to use words in class that can marginalize, hurt, and harm the psychological safety of our students. Veterans of these brouhahas will recall a case from 1999 in which a Washington official was disciplined for using niggardly in a meeting. The word probably comes from medieval Scandinavia and is unrelated to the racial slur. Philip Roth turned a true story from 1985 into the crux of his book, The Human Stain, from 2000. A professor inquires after two missing students, wondering aloud if they are spooks, meaning ghosts. But that term is also an old anti-black insult. The students are black, as secretly is he, and the fracas ends his career. Firestorms like the one at USC are set to become more frequent. America and other countries are wrestling with a history of racism, and language is part of those reckonings. Some renamings and reframings are justifiable, even overdue. Others hit the wrong target but do little damage. In a few counterproductive cases, aspersions are cast on well-intentioned people.